Today's digest for July 20, 2026. 9 stories today covering an autonomous agent breach at Hugging Face, AI and offensive security research, hiring bias in language models, cloud sovereignty in Europe, and where token budgets actually go. Here's the rundown. Hugging Face, the platform that hosts most of the open-source machine learning world's models and datasets, has disclosed a breach, it says, was carried out by an autonomous AI agent system. The company identified the intrusion during the week of July 16th. According to the disclosure, the agent chained 2 code execution weaknesses in the dataset processing pipeline, escalated to node-level access, harvested credentials, and moved laterally across internal clusters. Hugging Face's own anomaly detection caught it, and the forensics were themselves AI-assisted. The team ran language model triage over security telemetry and reconstructed the timeline from more than 17,000 recorded attack events. One detail worth sitting with is that they had to use an open-weight model for that analysis, because commercial API models refused to process the real attack artifacts. The company found no evidence that customer data, public models, or the software supply chain were touched, and has revoked credentials and tightened cluster admission controls. Next up, research that reframes what a serious vulnerability costs to find. Adam Qs of Searchlight Cyber published a write-up describing how he found a pre-authentication remote code execution flaw in WordPress core in a default configuration using a frontier model in a multi-agent setup adapted from OpenAI's mathematical research work. Up to 4 concurrent agents probed different surfaces: input parsing, character sets, file uploads, error handling. The total spend was about $25 and just over 10 hours. The framing is the part the industry should absorb, because exploit brokers pay up to $500,000 for a bug in this class, and Qs considers the resulting chain more sophisticated than a human would typically complete in that window. Disclosure was timed to give administrators a weekend to upgrade, and independent researchers reproduced the finding shortly after. Also today, a forensic answer to poisoned training data. Researchers at the University of Louisville and the University of North Texas released CodeTracer, a tool that traces a harmful code suggestion back to the training examples that taught the model to produce it. The threat it addresses is training data poisoning, where an attacker seeds a corpus so a coding assistant emits insecure code when a specific trigger appears in the prompt. CodeTracer works in 3 stages. It summarizes the unsafe logic in the abstract, searches the training corpus for candidate files matching that pattern, and narrows to the top 500, then uses a language model to judge each candidate against the summary. The reported numbers are practical rather than theoretical. A false negative rate under 0.03, roughly 47 seconds per case, and about a third of a dollar per analysis, holding up across corpora of millions of benign files and against padding and comment injection evasion. Microsoft has open-sourced Dusseldorf, a platform for out-of-band application security testing. The category matters more than the name. Out-of-band testing catches the class of bugs that leave almost no trace inside the application itself and are only visible when the application reaches out to an external system, which covers server-side request forgery, server-side template injection, and XML external entity flaws. Dusseldorf runs DNS, HTTP, and HTTPS. Listeners bound to a domain you control captures every request to that domain and its subdomains and exposes both a graphical interface and a REST API for inspecting requests and configuring responses. It deploys locally with Docker, Compose, or to Azure with Helm. The significance is that researchers have historically assembled this infrastructure themselves, and now there is a free self-hosted version where the operator controls the data and the policy. On the breach ledger, Have I Been Pwned has added Paid Work, a gig economy platform covering 23.3 million unique email addresses. Attackers originally claimed the data in March of this year, and the roughly 11-gigabyte dataset was posted publicly on July 19th. The exposed fields go well past the usual email and chat password set. They include names, phone numbers, dates of birth, physical addresses, bank account numbers and transaction histories, bcrypt hash passwords, profile photos, education level, device information, and IP addresses. That combination is the concerning part. Financial details sitting alongside verified identity attributes is exactly the raw material for identity theft and targeted fraud. And the affected population here is gig workers, who tend to have the least financial margin to absorb it. Researchers at Princeton and the University of Chicago ran a simulated hiring game across several large language models, and the result is sharper than the familiar finding that models inherit human bias. Over 40 rounds and 20 job types, with candidates drawn from 4 fictional ethnic groups whose actual success rates were identical. The models segregated candidates by ethnicity far more aggressively than human participants did. On the study's segregation scale, models scored 1.83 against 0.84 for humans, roughly 65% higher. Advanced reasoning models stereotyped more, not less. The researchers attribute this to training on math and coding problems that reward fast generalization from thin evidence. Two interventions measurably helped, promising the model a bonus for diverse hiring and supplying relevant personal information about the candidate. Netflix disclosed in a regulatory filing that it paid $587 million in cash for Interpositive, the AI filmmaking startup co-founded by Ben Affleck. The deal itself was announced back in March, but the price is new, and it lands slightly under the $600 million that Bloomberg had reported as the likely ceiling. Interpositive builds post-production tools aimed at practical production problems rather than generating footage from scratch, things like missing shots, background replacement, and incorrect lighting. The entire team moved over, and Affleck joined Netflix as a senior advisor. For scale on how far this is already deployed, Netflix said in its latest earnings report that it has used generative AI across roughly 300 titles. Affleck's public framing is that he wants to protect the power of human creativity, which is the position every studio is currently trying to hold at the same time as the cost argument. Moving on to infrastructure, Airbus is relocating roughly 900 applications off of AWS, with 70 critical systems prioritized first, and moving them to the French provider Scaleway. The scope includes enterprise resource planning, customer relationship management, and manufacturing systems. So this is core operational software rather than an experiment at the edges. The stated driver is digital sovereignty, meaning keeping sensitive data and critical infrastructure under European control rather than within reach of United States jurisdiction. The Register's columnist argues the real signal is that sovereignty has crossed from political rhetoric into procurement, since this ran through a formal tender. The remaining gap is telling, though there is no credible European alternative yet for productivity software, supply chain management, or AI services, which is precisely where the next round of tenders would have to bite. Finally, a study in where an AI budget actually disappears too. Bartosz Kotrys at Quesma documented building a multi-model research pipeline after his first attempt burned an entire monthly plan limit in 30 minutes, launching 111 agents and completing only 25 verifications. The findings are mostly about harness design rather than model choice. He cites a roughly 66 times token spread for the same model across different harnesses on one agentic benchmark, a case where adjusting a context compaction threshold pushed usage from 89 million tokens to well over 150 million, and the fact that reordering tool definitions mid-session invalidates the cache prefix and rebills at full price. His fix was to invert the order of operations. Cheap model search, accurate models verify, and the expensive deep research runs last, only over findings that already survive verification. The same work went from 111 agents down to 61. That's the digest for July 20th, 2026. 9 stories from a breach carried out by an autonomous agent to a European cloud migration to the economics of running research agents. Back tomorrow with the next one.